This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, shark fans, it's Melinda Marsalis. Welcome to Heard It on the Shark. I'll be your show host, and Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area is your show sponsor. Heard It on the Shark is a weekly interview show that airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on the Shark 102.3 FM radio station based in Ripley, Mississippi. Then it's released as a podcast on all the major podcast platforms. You'll hear interviews with the movers and shakers in North Mississippi who are making things happen. I'll talk to entrepreneurs, leaders of business, medicine, education, and the people behind all the amazing things happening in North Mississippi. When people ask you, how did you know about that? You'll say, I heard it on the Shark. Heard It on the Shark is brought to you by the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area. We want you to get out and discover the historic, cultural, natural, scenic, and recreational treasures of the Mississippi Hills that are right in your backyard. And of course, we want you to take the Shark 102.3 FM along for the ride. Musical credit belongs to Hill Country Blues guitar legend Gary Burnside and the late, great Buddy Grisham, playing Long Way Home from their album Acoustic Brothers, which was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
The Northeast Mississippi Youth Foundation was established in 2001 by the CREATE Foundation to engage young people in community development. We now have about 70 upperclassmen from 17 counties in Northeast Mississippi. In the fall, we focused on developing leadership and fundraising skills. We then identified nonprofits in all of our home counties. Lastly, we decided how to distribute the funds we had raised and hosted a press conference to present the funds to these great organizations. In this Northeast Mississippi Youth Foundation series, you will learn about some of the great work being done by local nonprofits. Let's get started.
3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Shark fans. This is Olivia. I'm a senior at West Union Attendance Center in Union County, and I'm a member of the Northeast Mississippi Youth Foundation. Today, we're going to be speaking with Mr. Robbie Parman, the Executive Director at Regional Rehabilitation Center. So, Mr. Robbie, will you please tell us exactly what the Regional Rehab Center is and what this organization does?
Yes, so we are a nonprofit, and we've been around for over 60 years, located in Tupelo, Mississippi, right behind North Mississippi Medical Center at 615 Pegram Drive. We do physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, early intervention services, and dyslexia services. And we do all that all free of charge, and we don't charge insurance or Medicaid. And also, we see people of all ages. This past year, we were blessed to be able to see 1,552 people at the rehab center. That equaled over 120,000 services, and those individuals actually traveled from 21 different counties here locally, Miss Olivia. So we're just proud to be a part of the community and continue these services for so many years.
That's phenomenal. So in April, the Regional Rehab Center received a grant of $205 from the Northeast Mississippi Youth Foundation. Can you tell me more about where those proceeds went and how they helped those in need of therapy?
Yes, so what that does, those funds that we get from the Youth Foundation go directly to our therapists to get just different items, like, for instance, occupational therapy, just to get different items that they're going to work with their kids with. It could be board games. It could be different other games that they're going to work with sensory issues to help children. And just because we don't get a lot of funding for that. So any type of help we get is going to go directly to the therapist to invest back in their program to be able to directly help kids and adults.
Right. So for those that are listening that would like to become a part of the Regional Rehab Center, how should they go about that?
Yes, well, I encourage anybody. We have a lot of individuals who, number one, that just want to volunteer and to give back to the community. So we take a lot of volunteers at the rehab center. That could include them helping out different events, fundraisers that we do throughout the year, or they actually could come to the rehab center and volunteer. We have several pediatric gyms that need toys cleaned and also to be back organized at the end of the week. So that really helps us out. Or a lot of young people come to us that are interested in becoming a therapist. that they come and do like a job shadowing for an afternoon and sit with a speech therapist or sit with a physical therapist or occupational therapist and just kind of see firsthand what they do to see if that's something they might want to invest their future in. And we welcome that. And all they have to do, they can call me at my cell phone at 662-871-8995, or they can call the rehab center at 662-842-1891, and we would welcome that, Miss Olivia.
Right. So what about a donation? How should they go about that? Do y'all have a website or a Facebook page?
We do. You can go to regionalrehabcenter.com, and there is a giving tab on there where people can give directly to the rehab center. And they also, there's a place down there, you know, I was talking about the Youth Foundation goes specifically towards different departments and the needs of the therapist. They can actually put on there what specifically they might want their donation to go to, and we'll make sure that those funds go towards that.
So is there anything else that anybody listening needs to know or should know about the Regional Rehabilitation Center?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing I always tell people is that we were blessed. Our organization was started by individuals right here in North Mississippi that just saw a need, and they addressed that need. And we cannot do what we do without the support of our community. And so if there's ever anything we can do for our community, or if anybody wants to take a tour of our facility and see firsthand what the rehab center does, please don't hesitate to give me a call. We would welcome that and would love for them to go through our facility and see firsthand what we do.
I love that. So, Mr. Robbie, I do have to ask, how did you become affiliated with the Regional Rehab Center?
Yeah, so I started my career, over 20 years ago as a social worker for the Department of Human Services in Prentice County. And we actually took a couple of kids from the Department of Human Services to the Rehab Center for therapy during that time. And then when I became older, I became the campaign director for United Way, and Regional Rehab Center is a United Way agency. And Ms. Kay Matthews, who was a director then and my mentor, really met with me and said, Robbie, I'm about to retire, and I want you to take over the rehab center when I retire. And that was over 11 years ago now, Miss Olivia. So that's how the rehab center has been a part of my life for over 20 years now, and I've had family members that have went to the rehab center, and I'm just very proud to be a part of it.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Robbie. I really do appreciate this.
Oh, well, thank y'all. And like I said, if you need us for anything, don't hesitate to let me know, okay?
All right, Shark fans, that's all for this special edition of Heard It on the Shark. I'm your guest show host, Olivia Cross. If you want access to this or any of our interviews, you can find them at shark1023.com. If you want to find out how you can contribute to the Northeast Mississippi Youth Foundation, you can go to createfoundation.com and search for Youth Foundation.
The Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area was established by the United States Congress in 2009 and represents a distinctive cultural landscape shaped by the dynamic intersection of Appalachian and Delta cultures. This intersection has produced a powerful concentration of nationally significant cultural icons, including King of Rock and Roll Elvis Presley, First Lady of Country Music Tammy Wynette, blues legend Howlin' Wolf, civil rights icons Ida B. Wells Barnett and James Meredith, America's favorite playwright Tennessee Williams, and Nobel laureate William Faulkner. The stories of the Mississippi Hills are many and powerful, from music and literature to Native American and African American heritage to the Civil War. The Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area supports the local institutions that preserve and share Northeast Mississippi's rich heritage. Begin your discovery of the historic, cultural, natural, scenic, and recreational treasures of our region by visiting the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area online at mississippihills.org.